From the best chair in the room of ornaments, a large grey cat watched Tiffany with a half-open eye that glinted with absolute evil. Nanny had referred to him as Grebo. Don't mind him, he's just a big old softy, which Tiffany knew well enough to interpret as he'll have his claws in your leg if you go anywhere near him. Tiffany talked as she hadn't talked to anyone before. It must be a kind of magic, her third thoughts concluded. Witches soon picked up ways of controlling people with their voices, but Nanny Ogg listened at you. This lad Roland, who is not your young man, said Nanny when Tiffany had paused for breath. Thinking of marrying him, are you? Don't lie, her third thoughts insisted. Well, your mind comes up with all kinds of things when you're not paying attention, doesn't it? Said Tiffany. It's not like thinking. Anyway, all the other boys I've met just stare at their stupid feet. Petulia says it's because of the hat. Well, taking it off helps, said Nanny Ogg. Mind you, so did a low-cut bodice when I was a girl. Stopped them looking at their stupid feet, I don't mind telling you. Tiffany saw the dark eyes locked onto her. She burst out laughing. Mrs. Ogg's face broke into a huge grin that should have been locked up for sake of public decency, and for some reason Tiffany felt a lot better. She'd passed some kind of test. Mind you, that probably wouldn't work with a Wintersmith, of course, said Nanny, and the gloom came down again. I didn't mind the snowflakes, said Tiffany, but the iceberg, I think that was a bit much. Showing off in front of the girls, said Nanny, puffing at her hedgehog pipe. Yes, they do that. But he can kill people. He's Winter. It's what he does. But I reckon he's in a bit of a tizzy, because he's never been in love with a human before. In love? Well, he probably thinks he is. Once again the eyes watched her carefully. He's an elemental, and they're simple, really, Nanny Ogg went on. But he's trying to be human, and that's complicated. We're packed with stuff he doesn't understand. Can't understand, really. Anger, for example. A blizzard is never angry. The storm don't hate the people who die in it. The wind is never cruel. But the more he thinks about you, the more he's having to deal with feelings like this, and there's none can teach him. He's not very clever. He's never had to be. And the interesting thing is that you are changing too. There was a knocking at the door. Nanny Ogg got up and opened it. Granny Weatherwax was there, with Miss Tick peering over her shoulder. Blessings be upon this house, said Granny, but in a voice that suggested that if blessings needed to be taken away, she could do that too. Quite probably, said Nanny Ogg. It's ped fecundis, then, Granny nodded at Tiffany. Looks like a bad case. The floorboards started growing after she walked over them in bare feet. Ha! Have you given her anything for it? Said Granny. I prescribed a pair of slippers. I really don't see how avatarization can be taking place. Not when we're talking about elementals. It makes no... Miss Tick began. Do stop wittering, Miss Tick, said Granny Weatherwax. I notices you witter when things goes wrong, and it is not being a help. I don't want to worry the child, that's all, said Miss Tick. She took Tiffany's hand, patted it, and said, Don't you worry, Tiffany. We'll... She's a witch, said Granny sternly. We just have to tell her the truth. You think I'm turning into a goddess? Said Tiffany. It was worth it to see their faces. The only mouth not in an O was the one belonging to Granny Weatherwax, which was smirking. She looked like someone whose dog has just done a rather good trick. How did you work that out? Granny asked. Dr. Bustle had a guess. Avatar, an incarnation of a god. But I'm not going to tell you that, Tiffany thought. Well, am I? She said. Yes, said Granny Weatherwax. The Wintersmith thinks you are. Oh, she's got a lot of names. The Lady of the Flowers is a nice one, or the Summer Lady. She makes the summertime, just like he makes the winter. He thinks you're her. All right, said Tiffany, but we know he's wrong, don't we?
Not quite as wrong as we'd like, said Miss Tick.
Most of the Feagles had camped out in Nanny Ogg's barn, where they were holding a council of war, except that it was about something that isn't quite the same thing.
What we've got here, Rob Anybody pronounced, is a case of romance.
What's that, Rob? Asked a Feagle.
Aye, is it like how we babbies are made? Asked Daft Woolly. You told us about that last year. It was very interesting, although a bit far-fetched to my mind.
No, exactly, said Rob Anybody, and it's kinder hard to describe,
but I reckon young Wintersmith wants to romance the big wee hag, and she doesna ken what to do about it.
So it is like how babbies are made, said Daft Woolly.
No, 'cause even beasties know that, but only people know about romancing, said Rob. When a bull coo meets a lady coo, he doesna have to say, my heart goes bang, bang, bang when I see your wee face, 'cause it's kind of built into their heads. People have it more difficult. Romancing is very, very important, you ken. Basically, it's a way the boy can get close to the girl without her attacking him and scratching his eyes out.
I dinna see how we can teach her any of that stuff, said Slightly Mad Angus.
The big wee hag reads books, said Rob Anybody. When she sees a book, she just canna help herself. And I, he added proudly, have a plan.
The Feagles relaxed. They always felt happier when Rob had a plan, especially since most plans of his boiled down to screaming and rushing at something.
Tell us about the plan, Rob, said Big Jan.
I'm glad you asked me, said Rob. The plan is, we'll find her a book about romancing.
And how will we find this book, Rob? Asked Billy Big Chin uncertainly.
He was a loyal Gonagall, but he was also bright enough to get nervous whenever Rob Anybody had a plan. Rob Anybody airily waved a hand.
Ugh, he said, we ken this trick. All we need is a big hat and coat and a coat hanger and a broom handle.
Oh, aye, said Big Jan. Well, I'm not being doon in a knee again.
With witches, everything is a test. That's why they tested Tiffany's feet. I bet that I'm the only person in the world about to do this, she thought, as she lowered both her feet into a tray of soil that Nanny had hastily shovelled up. Granny Weatherwax and Miss Tick were both sitting on bare wooden chairs, despite the fact that the grey cat Grebo was occupying the whole of one big saggy armchair. You didn't want to wake up Grebo when he wanted to sleep.
"Can you feel anything?" asked Miss Tick.
"It's a bit cold, that's all. Oh, something's happening." Green shoots appeared around her feet and grew quickly. Then they went white at the base and gently pushed Tiffany's feet aside as they began to swell.
"Onions," said Granny Weatherwax scornfully.
"Well, they were the only seeds I could find quickly," said Nanny Og, poking at the glistening white bulbs. "Good size. Well done, Tiff."
Granny looked shocked.
"You're not going to eat those, are you, Geetha?" she said accusingly. "You are, aren't you? You're going to eat them."
Nanny Og, standing up with a bunch of onions in each pudgy hand, looked guilty, but only for a moment.
"Why not?" she said stoutly. "Fresh vegetables are not to be sneezed at in the winter. And anyway, her feet are nice and clean."
"It's not seemly," said Miss Tick.
"It didn't hurt," said Tiffany. "All I had to do was put my feet on the tray for a moment." "Yeah, she says it didn't hurt," Nanny Og insisted. "Now I think I might have some old carrot seeds in the kitchen drawer."
She saw the expressions on the faces of the others.
All right then. There's no need to look like that," she said. "I was just trying to point out the silver lining, that's all."
"Someone, please tell me what is happening to me," Tiffany wailed.
"Miss Tick is going to give you the answer in some long words," said Granny. "But they boils down to this. It's the story happening. It's making you fit into itself."
Tiffany tried not to look like someone who didn't understand a word that she had just heard.
"I could do with a little bit of the fine detail, I think," she said.
"I think I'll get some tea brewed," said Nanny Og.